أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we had begun the discussion on Surah Al-Kahf, and we discussed some of the virtues, and amongst the greatest virtue of Surah Al-Kahf is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the person that recites the surah on Friday from the fitna of Dajjal. And we know that the fitna of Dajjal is a very, very severe fitna. Just one aspect of Dajjal, very, very quickly, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one salient distinguishing feature of Dajjal will be Kaf, Fa and Ra. Kaf, Fa and Ra will be inscribed on the forehead of Dajjal. Ulama have written, Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah has written, that will be so because kufr, disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a matter of fact, he will claim to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that kufr will be so saturated in the body of Dajjal, in every vein or vessel or fiber of his, that body of his also will not be able to contain that kufr. And because of that, that kufr will then protrude from the body, and it will form that kaf, fa and ra on his forehead. A believer, a person who has true iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be able to recognize it. The person who does not have true iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be able to recognize that kaf, fa and ra, that will mean kufr, and hence he will fall for the trap of Dajjal. One can understand how difficult the situation will be at that particular time, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the surah as an antidote for the fitna of Dajjal and falling into the trap of Dajjal. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah. Allah says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to remember the praises of Allah. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has revealed ala abdihi upon his servant, and that is Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in most places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him by one of his qualities. Very few places in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam by this quality of abd. And the quality of abd means the person who is in full and total servitude of Allah, the real and true bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is perhaps the very, very first message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Kufr and arrogance and pride all go together. But iman, and together with iman is humility, the quality of humbleness that a believer is supposed to bring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by this quality of humility and humbleness to give us the very, very first message. And that is, we need to bring this quality of humility and humbleness, servitude, bondsmanship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within us. Besides the fact that we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be very, very appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these two qualities. One is Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Quran. Now when we look at this word abd, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the very many qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned you by in the Quran, which of those qualities, which are those names that are most beloved to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love the quality and the name and the title of abd, that I be the abd and the servant of Allah. So you and I also, we need to become the servant and the real and true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Quran, and Allah says, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed any crookedness in this Quran. When we look at the Quran itself, the words of the Quran, so beautiful. The choice of words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen, putting these words together can only be the work of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then of course we can go on and on listening to this kitab that is from the words aspect of the Quran. Then we will find from the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this Quran, each one of them we will find is absolutely no crookedness. Each one of them will take us to the Sirat-i Mustaqim, the straight path, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that in every other aspect, but further reinforcing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says qayyima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent this kitab as a qayyima, and that is straight. In other words, there is absolutely no portion of the Quran by which there is any form of deviation whatsoever. The ulama have written that there is not one extra superfluous word in the Quran. There is not one single word that is extra in the Quran. There is not one word short in the Quran. Every word has been measured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the objective of this Quran amongst the other objectives? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا. That this Quran Kareem becomes a means of warning for that great calamity that is to come. And the great calamity that is to come obviously is the day of Qiyamah. That calamity will be a calamity for those who disbelieve in Allah, for those who have done wrong. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنْ لَدُنْهُ. It has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Himself. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of His compassion, His kindness to mankind. And one needs to also take into consideration the fact that the first people to whom the Quran had come, that is the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah, they themselves turned away from the Quran. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued sending down the Quran. Sometimes we should try it out. Try and speak to a group of people that move away from us, that turn away from us, that get involved in other things, we will automatically stop talking. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion upon mankind, that despite the fact that they turned a deaf ear, despite the fact that they raised objections against the Quran, they ridiculed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continued to reveal the Quran Kareem, وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And then the second function and duty of the Quran is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites this Quran and give glad tidings to the believers. Al-mu'mineen, those who have true iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second quality, alladhina ya'maluna as-salihat. After iman, they practice righteously. What is the glad tidings? Anna lahum ajran hasana. That for them it is an excellent recompense from Allah, an excellent reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring iman in Allah, practice righteously according to the commandments of Allah, and it is a very great reward. That reward further emphasizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا. That they will remain forever and ever in this beautiful and wonderful reward, and that is obviously Jannat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for made and created for the believers, and that will be forever and ever. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.